BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Ollie Murs there on Radio 1, and he just wants you to dance with him tonight. I actually don't think that's true. I know Murs, and he'll want more than that.
Oh, I can't do tonight anyway.
Can you not?
No.
Just as well. I don't think he just wants to dance, if I know Murs. Here's the kind of song we're just saying that you could very easily dance with your nan to, isn't it? Perfectly acceptable.
Is that all she wants?
That is all she wants, yeah.
Good.
Kelly Clark.
I don't know you're saying it about Murs.
Kelly Clarkson coming up.
She might want a bit of buffet or
really
something.
Really uncalled for, that. Really uncalled for.
A sausage roll or a cheese and pineapple from the buffet.
Sophie is at Portsmouth Uni and is struggling with her essay big time today. And that song by Ollie Murs really cheered her up. I'm glad. Question. Do you think I'm a noisy person?
Yes.
Really, though?
Yes, you are.
I'm not, though.
You know what? I've got to be honest now. You know when you had those problems with your neighbour a while back and she threw the bucket of water over your head?
Yes.
I was on her side a bit, because you are quite... I wouldn't want to be living above or below you.
That is unbelievable.
What? What did you think I was going to say? No, you're really
Do you
quiet.
Really think I'm noisy?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not at all. I think I'm quite quiet.
You are. You're quite shy, but when you're with people and like with your friends and probably in your house, you're like, yes, more Britney Spears.
I got... Actually, that is true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see what you mean, yeah. I got banished from the quiet zone in the train on the way back from Manchester again. This is the third time this has happened.
You see, that for someone who's never off their phone,
no.
How on earth, why did you book a seat in the quiet bit?
Here's the thing. I don't make calls on the train, so therefore I should be allowed to sit in the quiet coach. If I'm watching a video on my phone, that should be fine.
What, without headphones?
Yeah.
How annoying!
It's just a video. I wanted to see the video of Kelly Rowland arriving back in the UK. To see what she had to say about not being on an X Factor. So it's all you could hear was the voice of Kelly Rowland going, I'm fine, y'all. I'll be back on Saturday. And they didn't like it. And I got actually chucked out. Now, I think that's acceptable to be watching a video. If I'm actually talking loudly on my phone, that's a whole different thing.
No, it's any noise.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Because I've tried to get people chucked out before that are having a conversation between each other.
Right, yeah,
because
you're the kind of person that would dob people in.
No, because they'd had a go at me about being on the phone, and I don't see the difference between me being on the phone and then two people having a conversation. Because in the quiet carriage, you're not allowed to be on your phone, but you're allowed to chat between yourselves.
Well, that's stupid.
And I think it should be any noise.
If you saw me in the quiet zone watching the Kelly Rowland video, would you have complained about me? Yes, as I thought.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Told you, Ollie Murs just tweeted me. Ha 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 ha, you're right there, mate. See, he does want more than just a dance. I knew it. It's 20 past four with Scott Mills. Oh, let's not go over that again. Simon's been on going, whoa, 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 whoa. Hang on a minute. Someone threw a bucket of water over you. Yes, it was about 2 years ago, was it?
No, less than that.
Neighbour hated me. I've moved out from there
you
now.
You were too noisy.
Okay, so I was too noisy. Yes, I was probably playing my Britney Spears cassettes again. And she didn't like it.
I love it that she snapped and just threw a bucket of water over you.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that I thought only happens in sitcoms, but actually did happen.
But you just stood outside in your garden and then out of the upstairs window.
Yeah. Now, if you were listening after six last night, you would have heard the shambles that was Innuendo Bingo, which for the first time in the whole time we've been playing it, almost had to be abandoned last night. It got out of hand. Now, if you've not heard or played along with Innuendo Bingo before, what happens is Becky and Chris and you at home all put water in your mouths. We play a clip of something from the TV or radio that may be a little bit rude. And then we see if your mind is so dirty that you spit the water out of your mouth. Now, this was a perfectly innocent clip from Radio 4's The Archers, which we played last night.
It was good.
It was funny, but you absolutely lost it.
I don't know why.
The full thing, Chris just absolutely lost it. The full thing is available on our free download, which you can get from the Radio 1 homepage. It's called the Scott Mills Daily. It's there now. Download all our best bits for free. But here's just a little bit of Becky and Chris absolutely losing it last night. This is from The Archers, and this is spotted by James on email. Thank you, James. You've got your water there, everyone. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Out you go. That's it, yeah.
Push him along.
What? But it wasn't even the bit.
He's got the best voice ever.
Ah!
What is he doing?
Out you go. That's it.
He has got a good voice.
What is he doing?
Right, just ignore him and listen for the... This has gone wrong.
How can we ignore him? He's like the main bit of it.
Okay, ready? You know what his voice sounds like now.
This is ridiculous. You know what, I can't do this anymore.
You know what he sounds like now, so it's not going to be a shock to you.
Oh,
come on.
Right.
Play okay. The game.
Okay.
Here we go.
Out you go.
I got Chris in the eye.
Sorry.
Come on.
Can you fast forward that?
No,
bit?
I can't.
I don't think I can play this.
Yeah, you can. Come on. It's the Archers. People listen to this every day.
Oh,
they don't
come
laugh.
On.
Think of like
come on,
really
Chris.
Sad things. Think of sad.
Think of
things.
Something sad.
All right.
Think
not
of something sad.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. I'm thinking of my old maths teacher.
Oh, why does that help? Becky, seriously, you're making a right mess of yourself. You're letting yourself down. Come on. Oh, God, she's absolutely lost it. I don't think we can continue this. Ready?
Out you go.
All right, I think it might have to be Rain Stops Play.
Right, can we move on to
I
another one?
I can't deal with this.
Can we just hear it anyway, because I'm bored now?
Out you go. That's it, you. Push him along, Tony. Go on, pigs. And you, Strangler.
Oh, nice bunch of wieners, Neil.
Only the best for Bridge Farm.
There we are. That's what we were trying to get to.
It's not even a good one.
Absolutely lost it. Let's hear it again. Go on, pigs.
Out you go. That's it. Push him along, Tony. Go on, pigs. And you, Strangler Crot.
Oh, nice bunch of wieners, Neil.
Only the best for Bridge Farm.
Last night's full innuendo bingo disaster is now available on the Scott Mills Daily. Our free daily download. Get it from the Radio 1 homepage. It's all our best bits for free. Don't cost you nothing.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Catherine is leaving school in York right about now and loves the video for that Ed Sheeran song. It's true because it's got Ed Sheeran in it and Rupert Grint. Rupert Grint. Officially, the UK's fittest gingers in one video, says Catherine. It's true. Think of a fitter ginger. You can't. Think about it.
That one off Austin Powers? Was he ginger?
Who? What? The fat one?
Yeah.
He wasn't fitter than Ed Sheeran or Rupert Grint.
Is he not?
Get in my belly. Him?
Yeah.
No, really not. Hello, it's Scott Mills. Don't know whether
well,
I mentioned
everyone
it.
Everyone has different tastes.
I certainly do. It's what's inside that counts. In his belly.
And there's a lot inside
it. Certainly
him.
Was. Don't know whether I mentioned it, but we are making a movie. We haven't got any top directors. I don't need that, because I've got you. You're helping us make this film. Just me and our lovely listeners. And it's a film about the weekend of the 14th and 15th of May, which was the weekend of Radio 1's big weekend in Carlisle. So, loads of stars. We filmed backstage to see what their big weekend experience was like. Loads of people who were there, loads of our listeners, filmed stuff so you could see what it's like to be at a big weekend. And loads of you made films of what it was like to not be there, who didn't get tickets, but were doing something else. So we've got loads of footage, which we're piecing together, but there are still chances to help and to be in this movie. Loads of chances. And I'm kind of asking you for a different bit of help each day. Now, do you remember the other day I asked if you could do auto-tune, if you're any good at auto-tune, because there's a bit where Lady Gaga is in the movie from when I interviewed her at the big weekend backstage in Carlisle, when she said the now famous enjoy the boob comment. If her boob falls out, you just got to enjoy the boob. That's what she said. So I asked you to auto-tune it. See what you think of what Nat, one of our listeners, has come up with. He took upon the challenge of doing the auto-tune of Enjoy the Boob, and this is what it sounds like.
Lady Gaga, welcome to Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Got my leather
with it. I'll be okay. I do this for a living. Every day, no backup plans. Plan. No backup plans. Plan. If the boom falls out, I'm another. Go with it.
It's used different bits of the interview as well, which I like.
I do this for a living. Every day, no backup plans. Plan. No backup plans. Plan. If the boom falls out,
here we go.
Do it.
Now, I've listened to that a few times. It gets catchier and catchier. Soon you'll be going boob, boob, boob to yourself. The more you hear it.
It'd be great when you start singing that in the quiet carriage.
Boob, boob, get out. So, thank you very much, Nat, for your attempt to auto-tune in there. I like that a lot.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, who's on the phone?
Hi, it's Chris.
Hi, Chris. What are you saying?
Hi. Just saying about that remix was pretty good.
Do you think?
That Lady Gaga, yeah.
You like it? The auto-tune of Enjoy the Boob. Well, thanks to Nat, one of our listeners, for making that for us. Shall we hear a little bit more of it?
Yeah, go on then.
Let's do it. Sing along. That's If a Boob Falls Out, Enjoy the Boob by Nat Webb, one of our listeners. Cheers, Nat, for doing that. Could be in the film. We missed out Prince Harry, Tim Minchin and Mick Hucknall on the Fit Gingers list. Sorry, everyone. Missed them out. So here's how you can help in the film today. If you have a birthday, most people do, have you got any pictures of you blowing out the candles on your birthday cake? That's what I need. Everyone's got a picture of them blowing out candles on their birthday cake, surely.
Mm-hmm. I've got one for every year almost, I think.
Have you?
Do you want a montage of, like, me from, like...
What, just yours?
0 to 30 of me going, yes, like, every birthday.
Yeah,
that'll be a really good sequence.
Email them to me and we'll see what we can do.
I've got an audition.
So that's what I need today. And also, along with the picture of you blowing out the candles on the birthday cake, which might be used in our Radio 1 movie that we're making, I know you're not supposed to tell people, but what would be your wish, or has been your wish, as you blow out the candles? That's what I need. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's how you can help, and you might be in our Radio 1 movie that we've got to make in 4 weeks with no fancy directors or producers. It's just you and me. So, I need a picture of you blowing out candles on a birthday cake, and I need to know what your wish is as you blow out the candles, or what it would be. What's yours?
My wish?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah?
What's yours?
World peace.
What, that's what you wish for every time you blow out your candles?
Yeah. And you can't tell me yours?
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's like,
remember.
I need to have to share it, it's fine.
Normally I'm thinking, God, you know, like when you go to a kids' party and all the kids blow out on the cake, normally I'm thinking, I hope I don't get ill from all these germs all over this cake now.
Right.
Don't spit.
So that's
like,
your wish.
I don't want anyone to spit on the cake. Like, you know when everyone blows on it and there's a little bit of saliva on the thing and you're like, oh, that looked like the best bit until now.
Yeah. So yours is, hope I don't get ill from all these snotty kids. Brilliant. What is your wish when you blow out the candles on the cake? And send me a picture of you blowing out the candles on the cake, and you might be in our film. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Go on, do it. You might be in the movie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Izzy.
Hi.
What's happened?
Well, I have just finished making my mum a birthday cake for tomorrow, and I sent in a text. I was going to send in a text saying that I'd made her a surprise birthday cake.
To me?
Yeah. But I accidentally sent it to her.
Okay, good. Has she replied?
No, not yet. So I sent her a text afterwards saying, no, just ignore it. I didn't mean to send it to you, but she hasn't replied yet, so.
How are you feeling right now?
pretty annoyed.
Oh, is it supposed to be a nice surprise?
I know.
You just have
I
to
know.
Eat it now.
Just eat it and start again.
And then when she goes, oh, where's the surprise cake? Be like, well, you knew it was coming, so I ate it yeah. yesterday.
Just do it next year. Just eat it.
Oh, I know, but then I don't know what to do
What
now.
Is it? What sort of cake,
what cake
is it?
It's a double layer Victoria sponge.
Ooh, get you with your double layer Victoria sponge. Oh, just eat it. No, don't you still like it?
Yeah, I know. It's just I haven't got any other presents because I haven't got any time.
Oh,
so I
love ya.
Thought I'd make a surprise one and then I accidentally sent
Not
it.
Not so much anymore. Okay. Yeah. Well, I kind of feel a bit responsible, so sorry.
It's all right.
Love you.
Love you too.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I was talking to one of my mates on the phone last night. Decided to end it with her boyfriend 6 months ago. As you do. Just wasn't working really for her. Totally her decision, right? Wasn't working out. And now and again, she still... Do you do this? Still checks what he's up to on Facebook? Stalking your ex? Do you look at your exes on Facebook?
No, I mean, some of them I'm still friends with.
Oh, yeah, you're quite good at that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go and look up ones that I don't speak to anymore.
She only does it now and again. Hasn't bothered for about 2 months.
Do you?
No, not so much. I just think it ends in bad places. She looked at his Facebook last night. New pictures on there of him. He got hot. Like, smokingly hot. Is there anything worse than that? Like, seriously, really much hotter than he ever was when she was seeing him. And now she's like, oh! See, this has happened to me many a time. Normally, people get a lot hotter when I stop going out with them.
Did you know what that has happened recently to one of your exes?
It has. Well, they...
Saw them the other day.
Yeah. I would say now a bit...
Now totally ream.
No, not. That's not true. They're not.
So hot.
Absolutely.
So hot.
No!
That a mutual friend of ours has a picture of them as the screensaver on her phone.
Who does?
I'm not naming names.
Tell me off air. Who? Really?
Yep.
Well, that's annoying. Brilliant. Well, this is all turned on me now, hasn't it?
Hot.
I know. I don't... Well, yeah, a bit. Whatever. I'm over it.
You've gone so red.
This has gone wrong. Really wrong. But it does happen a lot, doesn't it? Has it happened to you?
Well, no. I don't think any of... I don't know.
It has. And to prove it, I've got a picture as on my phone as a screensaver. Rubbish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Question. What's the biggest lie you've ever told, Becky?
Oh, no, don't ask me.
Say it.
When I was... This still annoys me to this day that I did this. I feel really bad. When I was really little, me and my sister were away with our parents, and she lost some of her Sylvanian family's toys in the hotel. They're like little tiny... I can't work out how to describe them. They're just little girls' toys.
Are they like Cabbage Patch dolls?
No. They're really small. They like they're little different types of animals, and then they have like house and bakery and all that.
Oh, those weird Russian dolls.
No. They're like little tiny animals.
Okay. Anyway, good. I don't know. No idea what you're talking about, but carry on.
Well, they're just little toys. Anyway,
okay. Cool.
She had these toys, and she lost them in the hotel room, and I knew where they were. My mum said to me, "Where are they?" And I said, "I don't know." And then we left the hotel and she cried and cried and cried and I knew that they were under the sofa. And
does she know?
Yeah, she does, because about 2 years ago I told her and bought her the exact ones that she lost. And it didn't really make it up to her.
No.
20 years later.
Was she still upset?
I feel really bad. I don't know why I did it. She must have annoyed me of some kind.
Sure.
But I was only about 6.
Yeah. That's fine.
But still, I still feel really guilty about it, even now.
Bless you.
So, yeah, that was the biggest lie.
Smooth Talking Dan went out onto Stupid Street and asked them the same question.
You can't just do... What's yours? I've just, like, divulged my whole, like... That was, like, a confessional, and you've just gone, right, OK, yeah, next.
I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
Go on.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't.
Is it, like, not suitable for this time of day?
Probably. No, I don't know. Anyway, Smooth Talking Dan went out onto the street of Stupid and asked them, what's the biggest lie you've ever told? What kind of lies do you think they tell on Stupid Street?
One's about being unfaithful, I reckon.
Okay.
So, like, my boyfriend asked me if I snogged another guy and I said no.
Okay. So that's your answer. Do you want another guess?
Did you eat X, Y, or Z? Because that's the sort of thing I'd lie about, minor lies.
Okay. Let's find out. 10 Scott Mills points if you get this right. Any of the answers in here? What is the biggest lie they have ever told on Stupid Street?
What's your name?
Lee.
Lee, what's the biggest lie you've ever told?
That one. My name's not Lee.
Really?
Yeah. My name's Nath, but I didn't think you'd get it, so I just said my name was Lee.
Brilliant. What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
That I was a ballerina until I was 15.
Why did you tell that lie?
I don't know, it just came out.
Probably told the girl I was a footballer in a club. We just bought loads of bottles of champagne and went in the club and just, yeah, basically said that, yeah.
And it worked?
Yeah, well, I got a snog. That's about as far as it went, because obviously when I took her back to my crappy student pad, you know, a penny would have dropped.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
I told my girlfriend she looked pretty on a night out and she looked rancid. It's bad, isn't it?
Yes!
Have you ever told a really big lie?
I once told my boss I fell down the stairs when I wanted to call in sick, and I came in the next day with a bandage on my ankle.
They even created the bandage,
yeah,
to add to the effect?
Yes. Realistic to the max.
What were you doing? Just
I wanted to go out clubbing, so...
What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
The biggest lie I've ever told... I'm good in bed.
Is this your girlfriend?
It
you're
is
with?
My girlfriend.
Oh. Is that a lie or...?
Yes.
What? How? Well, how bad is he?
pretty bad.
Awkward. Oh my god. Wow, I bet that bloke is so glad that he went out with his girlfriend today.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
I'm good in bed.
Is this your girlfriend
it
you're with?
It is my girlfriend.
Is that a lie or...?
Awkward.
Yes.
What? How? Well, how bad is he?
Oh. pretty bad.
Nervous laugh. If you said any of those, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, what's the biggest lie you've ever told? That was the question on Stupid Street today. We've got loads of messages coming in, Facebook, Twitter and text, from people confessing that they did lie to their mates about what their parents did when they were kids. Like, quite a lot. Abby!
Hello.
Tell me.
Okay, when I was little, I told my friend's mum, because my dad worked away a lot, that he worked in the circus and was a trapeze artist and a lion tamer.
Yeah, because it's quite cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my dad's a lion tamer, and what?
Well, you know, he goes out and tames lions and, you know, he walks on tight ropes and stuff.
Did they actually believe you?
Yes.
Lovely.
Well, they asked my mum... they mentioned to my mum, isn't it interesting, you know, what Chris does for a living? And she said, oh, really? And that's how it came out.
Oh, awkward.
Very awkward. And my dad actually told the story at my wedding.
Okay, good. That's brilliant. What did your dad do?
He was an advertising manager.
Oh, right. Oh, how dull.
Oh, no, really dull.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is my favourite. Liam has been on. I went to an all-boys school and told all the lads my dad was a page 3 photographer and got to see boobs all the time.
BBC
Radio 1.